Hello,
Hello. Hello. Welcome back to Industry, the podcast from the perspective of being a Black female independent artist in the entertainment industry. Since you're tuning in, remember to follow us at Industry, that's NDISTRY on Instagram. And of course, remember to follow us here on Stereo. And man, I'm totally stumbling over this tonight. Yeah, so I'm your host, Ashara
All
Moore,
right.
and you can follow me at Ashara Unlimited. Yes, that's Ashara Unlimited, and on Instagram and Ashara Moore on Facebook, Ashara Moore. And of course, as usual, I'm here again tonight with my beautiful and lovely co-host.
Yes, it's your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique. That's TIARRA Monique. Google me, I'm everywhere. And yeah, for this episode in particular, we are discussing life hacks as a Black female independent artist. And this topic is so funny because I feel like we talk about this stuff all the time, but it's like what to really put a finger on with this type of stuff. So this is kind of what I felt from the beginning. Like throughout my career, and this is just my tidbit, my life hack for anybody listening. You have to be very resourceful and find and or create the opportunities. So what do I mean by that? Like, being resourceful, it can mean anywhere from like knowing who's in your network, knowing what you have access to, knowing what you're capable of and how that can put you in the right situations with the right people or in the right areas. And find and create the opportunity. And that can be anything. For some people, that can mean like having the right type of position or job or, W-2 work or gig work that supports what you're doing and it fits your schedule. On the other side, it could be, maybe you do have a great following or network and you have the availability to go to open mics or different shows or events to, bump shoulders, rub elbows with people. Or, maybe finding and creating the opportunity is, just coming up with something yourself. Like, for example, me and Ashara were both artists, and we're very multi-talented. So we found and created an opportunity for ourselves to further publicize our talent by use of this podcast. So, to sum it up, that's what I really think about this topic. Like, that's a life hack in itself. Like, all the possibilities are endless for you to find and create the opportunity. Now, on a smaller scale, what I will say, especially if you're trying to like do this full time, like one life hack would really be just making sure that you utilize Google. And what do I mean by utilize Google? If you research, and I know a couple of places too, but if you research, there are certain like websites or platforms you can use to see how, searchable you are and how present you are, and they'll give you tidbits about, what you can do to add to your image or do some research on YouTube about different things that you can do that not only makes you money as an artist, but publicizes you as an artist. But again, that's why I say it's like so much stuff, and I feel like we talk about it. So that's how I would sum it up to start. What do you think?
I think you made a valid point about creating your own opportunities and collaboration, and that's exactly what we're doing here on the podcast, like you mentioned, because we're both very talented and we basically just had a conversation and decided, like, you know what, hey, we both want to host and we both have so much information that we could share about our experience, and
Right.
instead of waiting for somebody to hire us to do a podcast, we could just, be our own bosses and create this platform for ourselves so people can come and hear from us and see who we are and, create a fan base here as a team, but then also it's helping our individual careers at the same time, and it's something that we're building and that we own for ourselves. So I think, yeah, definitely collaboration is an awesome life hack, creating good relationships and maintaining those relationships, because you never know when you could be a helping hand to somebody or vice versa. Because we've known each other, like for example, we know each other for many years, and it just kind of like this came about again through a conversation, and that we never talked about a podcast before, but it just came about when it was necessary, or which is right now. And I think it's been a great platform so far. I would say to go a little bit further in life hacks, because now, we're hearing a lot about food prices and everything's going up. And I even saw an article that was like the 2023 recession, which, that may or may not be what we're experiencing, but definitely everybody's seeing prices of food going up, and that's usually the sign that there may be some tough times ahead for our people, And I would say, especially as artists, we have to take a look at ourselves and know our worth, and this is the perfect time to raise your prices. Now, to some people that might be counterintuitive, like, oh, well, I feel like because everything's going up, people, want to save money. Okay, they can find other ways to save money, but everything is going up. Rent is going up, or gas is going up, food is going up, all your basic needs and supplies is going up, so your prices should be going up, because prices 9 times out of 10 are never going to go back down to what they once were ever again. Like, look at history. If you look 20 years ago, everything was cheaper than it is today. It doesn't go back down to prices in 1950. Like, that just doesn't happen. Everything continues to increase, and you need to raise your value as these prices are increasing, because that is one way that you're going to be able to survive. And the people who cannot afford it is aren't your customers anymore, or were never your customers, I guess. Like, that's just, I think that's the biggest takeaway for me, because I have in the past, like, always felt like, okay, oh, I have to give a discount, or I have to take this job so I can make ends meet. But really, from implementing raising my prices, I feel way better. I have way more confidence, and it gives me a lot more self-esteem knowing that, okay, I can pay my bills, because when I do get an opportunity to get, to get hired or collaborate, whatever it is that I'm doing, and I charge what, or I charge what I need to charge that I feel is perfect for the current climate, it comes out better for me. It works out better for me because I can actually cover my cost of living versus charging less and then not being, then still being in the same predicament of like, oh, I still don't have enough money because I didn't charge enough. No, like, stop doing that.
I agree. And then, like you said, it's really important, because if everything is going up, you do have to make that change too, because you have to be able to sustain yourself, and not just sustain, like you said, not just, barely making ends meet, or being, a type of a break even type of situation. You want to be able to flourish in what you're doing, and still be able to enjoy life, because your bread and butter is what you're passionate about. And I'm glad that you really said that too, because one life hack I would associate that with is knowing how to present your services or your product, or whatever it is you're offering. And there are so many different ways to do that, but in my opinion, the best life hack I can give about that is, find the quality, absolutely, no matter what you're using, but take advantage of the free things that come with it. And I give you example, like knowing where to get your domain from. Sometimes you can land upon things that it doesn't cost as much, or it's 100% free for maybe like a trial period, 30, 60, 90 days, keep up with that time frame. Or when it comes to publicizing your services, again, technology and social media and all these different sites have updated so many different things. It's even though it's like it's a lot of information to go through and stuff you have to learn with these platforms, but they are doing their best to make it a little bit more what's the word I'm looking for? Concise when it comes to setting this stuff up and not having to figure a lot of stuff out on your own. That's why the whole chat GT thing is like a thing, but anyway, past that, the point cuz I was just like anyway, past that, the point I'm making is that it's so many different ways to get that word out there, and the life hack behind it is finding the quality and utilizing those services that do offer the trials or test periods, or they're absolutely free. So that way, when people ask you, what do you do, or what's going on, or whatever the case may be, one of the hacks that I found out about was Blink. Because if I'm being quite transparent about this, I kind of get a little awkward when people ask me for a business card. And it's not because I don't think they're important. I do think they're important. In my mind, like for my approach, I'd rather be the one to give you a business card if I feel like it's necessary. But in most cases, like I want to have you to be able to, I want you to be able to have my information shared with you automatically. So that's why I say Blink, and it's a free, application platform to use. You can upgrade or whatever, but I say that to say you can really share your information with people that way and include your page that has maybe your rates on it or your services, and that's completely free with a low cost domain and a free to no cost platform that allows you to put your prices up there. And I mean, and if you don't know how to accept the money, just try to get what you can. Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, what else is out there? Venmo, cash still works in a lot of cases, you know what I'm saying?
It still
And right
works.
now,
Cash
it's
still
still
will work.
accepted everywhere as far as I know, but
Of course.
but
Cashier's
yeah,
check.
that's yes, a cashier's check, not a person, cashier's. Okay,
Cashier's
that means
check.
that the cashier that they got the check from verified.
I'll take a cashier's check. I've never requested one, but I sure would. I sure would take one.
Right? Money
Personal check,
transfer,
not so
wire
much, but
transfer, a
yeah,
transfer,
transfer. Money transfer. Oh, I love a wire transfer. Yeah, that's cool
absolutely.
too. Give me
Nowadays,
hit
depending
me
on how,
direct deposit.
yes, direct deposit. I was gonna say, depending on how savvy you are, how far you go with it. People out here accepting Bitcoin and all the cryptocurrency, like it,
I
you
accept
know.
certain cryptocurrencies. It depends. It depends on if it's up or down. Like you, it depends on which one and what it will. I will accept. I could
Seriously.
accept. It depend. Again, it would depend what it was for, and it would depend. But yeah, like you said, I like that. I like knowing utilizing resources, free things that are available to you. I think over the years I've gotten really good at knowing what's free and how to use free services, how to find resources, cheap and or free resources. And that is a very valuable life hack when you can utilize things that cost you relatively no money. Speaking of that, I was thinking about starting one life hack I'm thinking about doing is growing my own potted garden in my backyard. Since it's now spring, going into summer, I was Googling like, okay, what's easy stuff to grow in potted plants, or potted plants, I guess. That's what it's called because it's a potted garden. But yeah, I was like trying to figure out what would be the best thing, and I think it'd be really educational for me and even to something to do to share with my kids because they're interested in that. They have a garden club at their school, and they really enjoyed that. So I was like, okay, we can do something at home.
Nice.
And I like to purchase, organic foods. And I was like, you know what? This would be an easy way for me to get all organic vegetables and herbs and even some fruits. I learned I could grow like strawberries, or I even saw where people are growing like apple trees. I was like, in the pot, I guess. I mean, they're doing so. Supposedly that's what they're doing nowadays, but I was like, okay, I don't know, but I'm gonna start small and try it out, because at the end of the day, food is one of those things that we all need. We have to stay healthy, and it's an investment in your long-term health, especially eating all organic. And it's not like, I'm not like, oh, some people are like, oh, all the food is poison and they're doing this and that. I'm like, okay, yeah, but calm down though, because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, y'all, you can't be all frantic and stuff. You have to have a plan. Yes, it's better to eat organic foods because you don't want pesticides and things like that on your food. It's not always possible to eat all organic. And a lot of times, I'm not even, certain things aren't even available in the organic version, if at the grocery store and stuff. Like, it's becoming, a lot of things are becoming rarer and rarer. And that's one thing that is moving me into growing my own food.
Agreed. And you know what? It's great that you brought that up too, for the simple fact of like that's a perfect example of finding and creating the opportunity, and it flows with your lifestyle already. Like that's the biggest thing too. Like you really, I feel like hacks only work if you know what's needed for your style of life and your schedule and what you feel connected to, or what you feel is, I guess you could say, contributing to your day-to-day activities and routine. So with that, like for example, you're talking about the gardening and growing everything that you need. Like something I would even throw in there would be the fact of, and I think I mentioned this. Yeah, we might mention this, but anyway, just throwing in the fact of like, certain things that you do use in your day-to-day life or have knowledge about, or they contribute to your lifestyle, finding those vendors and suppliers and, finding out how you can obtain things on a wholesale level. There are tax benefits to it. And not only that, I was gonna say not only that, but you become knowledgeable in certain things, or develop expertise in certain areas of your living. People want to know about that, and now they're asking you for information, and now you're sharing that information, and you probably get paid from that too, in addition to doing what you already do on a regular. So,
I like what you're saying about sourcing things that are on a wholesale basis, especially if it's something that you utilize quite often. And like let's say, I don't know, like it's a certain product, I don't know, cleaning product or cosmetic product that you buy on a consistent basis. Like it may make more sense for you to buy it wholesale and to get a box of it because it's going to end up being cheaper, and because that's what you buy on a consistent basis. And the same thing with, I think, buying like in bulk, or like Sam's Club or Costco. And I've been noticing, it's so, wow, that's so interesting, because I was noticing, I was looking at like oils and stuff, like argan oil or grapeseed oil, like different oils for your skincare and stuff. And I was seeing that on Amazon, it was looking, I'm like, it makes more sense for me to just buy like the gallon than to buy the 12-ounce version of it, because ultimately I would be coming out a lot better, because I know like I'm going to continuously use these particular oils for the different things that I utilize them for. So that's definitely spot on. I agree with that. One of the other things I think is good for times like this is decluttering. Like take a look around. I mean, we live in a consumer society. Most people have more stuff than they need. And we have so much things we're not using. Take a look around. What are you not using? What's something that somebody else could use that still has a value? Do you have old phones that you're not using anymore that you've just been holding on to? Sell your old phones. Like electronics have a really good resale value. If you have old equipment, old instruments and anything like that, get rid of that. Old costumes, you did a photo shoot or something, never wore it again, get rid of it, sell it. There's so many different online platforms that you can sell your things, or even st other stuff around the house, like the bike you bought and never rode, all the workout equipment that you bought and never used. So many people have that treadmill, they have that what is it, whatever, they have all this stuff that they're not using, and somebody else would love to take it off your hands. And people are looking for deals because they don't want to buy something, that's full price. So it's a win-win for everybody because they're getting the discount and you're getting rid of something that you don't need anymore and you don't use. And that's a way to, keep some spare cash coming in and, help you kind of fill in the blanks.
I totally agree with that, 'cause man, I can't even tell you how many times like I've had something. I'm like, I don't need this and I got this, especially with like phones and devices. Only certain ones I'll keep, but if like if I've already replaced it or I just can't use it anymore, like yeah, gadget gone is a life hack I'll give you guys if you don't know about it. It comes in handy.
Oh my God, that's a good website. That's a good website.
Decluttering yourself.
Gadget Gone. Gadgetgone.com. And then that you go there and you sell all of
But
your.
something else I'll add to it as well, like if you're able to. If you're able to, okay. Another thing I would throw in there is, see about what do you call this? I'm trying to think of the name of it. But it's a way that you can, gosh, what's it called? It's like a way that
What?
you can, it's gonna come to me in a minute. Give me a second.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of how can I describe this? Like, it's a way that you can utilize your, like, if you have like extra space or storage area or garage. I'm trying to, I don't really know what to call it, but I've seen it before. And for those that have it, that's a nice life hack too, because sometimes people will pay for like parking spaces or storage
Oh,
spaces. You
okay.
get what I mean? And that's where I was
I see
going when
what
you
you're
mentioned
saying.
the declutter, and now you have a little bit more space. Just depending on where you are too and what you're doing. Because it's kind of the same way, like if somebody has an extra car and they put it on, on one of the day rental sites or something like that. But it just kind of depends. It just kind of depends on your situation. But overall, the point I'm making is that there are ways to utilize what you have and profit from it online, whether it is decluttering, whether it is extra space. Whether it is another asset or item. And that's what I was going to say too, for those that never maybe utilize their credit or maybe want to just increase their credit, and they've already kind of, I guess you would say, taken care of the things that, impacted in a negative way. There are many ways that people actually get paid for having great credit. I've seen so many different things, whether it's, secret shopping for certain things that only people with certain credit scores qualify for. It comes to getting paid for, maybe if you have great credit lines on your report, and people want to be added to that. It's so many different ways. I'll just put it like that. I'm not an advisor. I'm not a lawyer, okay? I know my rights. I'm not, this is just educational, okay? Thank
Yeah. But that's so true. I think that's so true. Fixing your credit in general, even if you're not in a position where you're like, okay, my credit is not that great, maybe it's time to look at some of those things that's on your credit and see, about fixing it, getting those things off your credit. A lot of stuff can come off your credit if you know how to do it. There's a lot of DIY hacks and stuff out there to go on YouTube or Instagram. I don't know, probably TikTok and stuff as well. But I know there's a lot of people who they post that stuff all the time. I'm like, okay, this is how you dispute it. And I've done that myself, and it really helps when you go and you check your credit score and you dispute something, and then it just comes off and your credit score goes up. Because a lot of times it could be something that was false and or something that's really old. And I believe like after a certain period of time, I don't know the exact amount of years, but a certain period of time, it comes off, it's supposed to come off your credit. So sometimes it doesn't just fall off automatically, and you have to dispute it because it's an old account or whatever. And that could be something, having good credit opens up so many doors, I feel like. And it is a life hack because you can qualify for a new credit card or a line of credit at the bank or what have you. And that could be very resourceful for you, depending on what you need to do for the money. That could go into a business, or it could go into, something that you, an emergency that you may have or anything. Having good credit is a life hack, and it's not as hard as you think. And it's okay if your credit is not the greatest, because it's just a score. It can go up or down, and everybody credit score goes up and down. But it's possible to clear your credit. You just have to take your time and go through the process.
I agree, because it does make a difference. You do have to play the time card, and that leads me into my own personal life hack too, because one thing that I've done over the years, and it depends on who you are, everything's for everybody in their own way. But what I'll say is, like, things that I learned over the years that, maybe I couldn't have anybody to do for me at the time, and I had to learn myself. For example, whether it's, working with your credit, or finding the best living situation, or finding, the best graphic designer, or publishing, or distribution, et cetera, et cetera. So with me learning those different types of skills for myself to push and elevate my own career, I personally did to start I did develop like certain expertise in areas that I was able to turn into a service. Now, this is a life hack I'll throw in there, that I'm kind of like in the middle of as well. Whenever, especially nowadays, whenever you decide to offer any type of service or product, like, really, 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 and I mean really, I want to put a heavy importance on that. Really find someone that you can work with to assist with all the technological hiccups that come into play. Because that is a very important life hack. I don't care who you are, what you do. I know we're specifically talking about, being Black female independent artists, but I just think in general, no matter who you are, starting a business, being online, offering a service, whatever you're doing, even if you're just going with the life hacks of decluttering, or, gardening, whatever the case may be, like, you need to get a tech person. Because there are so many things that come up, and it's not that you can't handle it, but it's really more so about the time. And the time spent is very important. Because, like, for example, if you are taking time to, let's say, declutter, it might not take that long. Maybe it'll take like a day or two to pick some stuff out, maybe a week at the most. I'm just throwing stuff out there. But in that time frame, you still need assistance with making sure that everything is photographed properly, or if you're not doing it yourself, everything is uploaded, everything is synced, everything is published, all the wording, and you know what I'm saying, all the descriptions are correct. And don't get me wrong, I believe we're all capable of doing that ourselves with proper time and attention to detail. But for the sake of that time, that's why I would recommend like having that tech person, like, just to oversee and to really assist. That's a, I think that's a really important life hack because, like I said, even now, like with everything I'm doing, you know, and being an artist, like my job is not to sit on the computer looking at a screen all day. My job is to create and to write and to perform and to tour and to be on stage and to be in front of the camera, do photos, do videos. So, you know, having that tech person leaves me out of that equation. And I don't mean just like media person. That's a totally separate person. You got several people for that. You know, you got your photographer, got your videographer, you got your editor, you got your social media manager, maybe slash strategist. Then you got a, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So
So you're
appointment
saying
to
your life
be
your
that
life
tech
so you're
person.
saying life hack is a tech team.
Yes,
I feel you. And
indeed.
because everything we do nowadays is so tech centered, and I don't really look at myself as a really tech savvy person, even though I mean I know what I'm doing, I know how to get I know how to get on with, you know, like apps and websites and all that stuff. I mean, I know how to edit. I know how to do a lot of things, but I wouldn't say that's what I love to do, and it's not my strongest suit. So I just, yeah, outsourcing it, I think, is just for peace of mind, makes the most sense. And you have to allow yourself the time to be the artist. And that's where having your
Absolutely.
team comes in, and it makes it so important to have that. When you don't have it, you realize how important it is. When you don't have certain people in place to do those things, like I think, you know, we had a conversation the other day, and I was saying like about social media, and I was just saying like, yeah, like I really, you know, have to step my game up on all fronts when it comes to outsourcing some of these things, because it's like it's becoming too overwhelming for me. I can't do it all on my own. So yeah, having the team is very, very important. And I don't know why. Like I wanted to say something else that I was just it came to me. Also selling like about decluttering. If you have like any old jewelry, like gold jewelry, any silver, any like precious metals or diamond jewelry, stuff like that, that's always something. Again, that's something that has a value that you can resell. And to stay on the topic of like decluttering, I know you were saying like having different services and stuff that based off of your skill set and different other things that you may be good at. And one of the things that, and I don't really do this anymore, but one thing that I did used to do a lot for people, and it was mostly word of mouth. I've never really advertised it, but it's organization and personal styling. People always ask me like, "Oh, where you shop? Isn't that oh, like, oh, you know how to organize so good," or whatever. They would see like my closet, or they would see my pantry, or whatever, and people would just want me to help them, and that's one way that, you know, I would make extra money by organizing and doing personal shopping or styling people for their vacations, mostly vacations. I don't know why. Like people always want me to help them pack for some reason. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll help you come up with like your vacation wardrobe. And I am really good at vacation wardrobes. I have a whole system, and I won't get too much into how I do that. But yeah, like using other skills that you've acquired along the way. Like I had to become very organized. Because, you know, over the years with doing performances or even having to go to auditions, I had to be very organized. I had to have, you know, different categories for everything to know where everything is. I had to get really good at being personal styles, knowing what looks good on me, knowing my colors, knowing all of that stuff. And I had to learn all this stuff was not by, oh, I'm just know it off because I just know it. No, I had to learn this stuff, and I've done a lot of research, and I've been able to apply it for not just myself but for other people. And that was built out of necessity because, I didn't have a personal stylist that I was working with, and I didn't have, a personal organizer. And now I do have those things. I do work with a professional organizer, and I do work with personal stylists now. So my life has come full circle. But either way, those are still skills that I can fall back on if need be, and that's some of the things that, you can keep in mind. When if you, when you're thinking like, okay, I need to make some extra money, what other skills have you acquired that you can offer as a service or a product for someone that, is valuable?
Because man, you gotta know what people find value in that you feel most comfortable with sharing or offering if it's not your direct passion, and that you feel confident and comfortable enough to, supply that type of need, if that makes sense. So I totally agree with that as well. Like, there are so many, it's so many different things. Like, okay, so call me crazy for this one, but I promise you, like, over the years, like, I've even seen advertisements pop up, from whether you're on YouTube or social media, to where, like, let's say, you really enjoy what you do as far as like writing, singing, acting, whatever the case may be. But in the meantime, like, maybe you have a pastime of playing video games or watching series or reading books, whatever the case may be. Like, nowadays, with proper research, and I've seen it, there are so many different companies and groups that will pay you to do the things that you do in your pastime to further contribute to your lifestyle. It's not out of, it's not out of sync with what you do already. It's actually complementary to it, and that continues to feed into your overall artistry, if that's how you do things on a day-to-day basis. And to go even with that, like, that's another thing too, like advertisement. And I know we talked about that before, but what I mean in the sense of a life hack, that kind of goes back to the free trials and the offers that are out there. Because in a lot of cases, let's say you're offering your song or your movie or book or your services, product, whatever the case may be, merchandise. If you wait for the right moment to start it, to where you know you're going to be focused on it or have that tech team in place to do it, if you take advantage of the trials and the offers all at the same time, whether it's through Google, Facebook, Instagram, I know Spotify has some, Pandora has some, Apple has, like, all these different things, like, just think about how much or how many people you'll be able to reach that maybe need that service or product, looking for it, are intrigued by it, and you're supplying that need, you're, filling that value out there. But I mean, that's something in itself too. And I know that may seem simple, but it's almost like, it's a strategy behind it. That's what I would say. Like, it's a life hack when it comes to this, but it's also a strategy. So I'm just gonna leave it at that, 'cause when y'all see what I do, it'll make sense.
I like what you're saying about you're being all if you, with the proper research, there are a lot of different companies that will pay you for things that you would think like you can't really make money from. For example, I just saw not too long ago, it's some app or something out there that they pay you to just upload your receipts for stuff that you already purchased. And you just take a picture of your receipt, and apparently, I don't know how much money you make. I mean, most of the time with stuff like that, like, I've done in the past, I've done like surveys and stuff like that to make money, and you can make money. I feel like you don't make it's not go you're not gonna get rich from doing it, but it is a way to make, some extra money in your spare time. If you have the time to sit there and do some surveys, if you have the time to upload your old receipts, or there's so many different things that you can do to just kind of get, some extra cash flowing for you. Another thing I wanted to mention is like sites like Fiverr, for example. If you are a singer, songwriter in the industry, there's so many, you can go on there and offer your songwriting services. You can offer your, if you know, if you're a producer, you can offer your producing services. You can offer even singing, you know, like they need people go on there for, looking for all kinds of things, even voiceover narration work, all that type of stuff. So that's one way that you could offer something that you're already talented at, and people around the world are looking for talented people, and you can set your price what you feel comfortable with, obviously, to do that. And I think that sites like that is a great resource for independent artists, when they're trying to, you know, when you're kind of in that in-between thing from like other gigs, that's something to help supplement your income. And I think that's a really valuable resource.
Yes. And you know what? I'm so glad you said that too, because you know, starting off when you're independent, you know, I'm not saying it lasts forever, but there is that in between in some cases, because you have to juggle and manage a lot just depending on what your income looks like, what your budget looks like, you know, your family dynamic, you know, what things you have to take care of, et cetera, et cetera. But with that, kind of leaning more so into the network side and really maximizing or monetizing your entire lifestyle, especially your passion and your talent, you know, all it really takes is for you to really find the right people you want to work with, of course. But in my opinion, a life hack behind that would also be, you know, finding a key person that you not only develop a great rapport with, but knows how to get to the money based on whatever you're doing, whatever concept you have. You know, maybe they know people, maybe they just know how to put stuff together. Like, and I know we talked about that too in one of our earlier episodes about having a manager, but I think it's more so, yeah, you know, I think it's more so a life hack too, because I know a lot of people think like, oh, you know, it may be simple to just go out and you know, put yourself out there, somebody will find you. No, I think the life hack in that is really you handpicking the person. I really think that's what it is, at least in my opinion and based on experience. That's something I would say. And don't get me wrong, I feel like they may come across, you might have some people that find you and you know, that's how you work with them. But I think if you do come across a person you feel like knows how to get the money for you, that's really a great thing. So that way, again, you can focus on the artistry part, you know, the creative part, you know, the everything that goes into it. Because, like I said, you know, I don't want to sit at a computer screen all day. That is not ideal. I don't want to be on the phone negotiating deals all day. Now, some people may prefer to do that though, because, you know, maybe you don't have that person you feel like you can trust to do that. And I understand, because it's an unregulated game. We've said that countless times. So, you know,
I
that's why
think
I
that's
say,
one
in
of our
my
favorite things
opinion.
to say on here is the
Gotta bring in
unregulated
that
industry.
tonality. But yeah, that even goes, I mean, that goes back to some other things we mentioned in previous episodes, but I think that really is a life hack. Just any person that you do have a rapport with that you can tie in or link up with that knows how to get the money. And I don't mean just like them supplying it, but like taking the concepts and the ideas that you have. Like for example, if Shara wants to do, you know, she wants to do planet. Am I saying it right now? Planet,
Planet,
potted
what am I
plants. Yeah,
talking? Potted plant. I don't know. What I don't know what to
because
talk
I was about to mess
about.
it
Yeah,
up. But like, yeah,
okay.
potted plants. You're right. She
Yes,
already
potted
has
plant.
the idea. She knows how she wants to do it. And just using her as an example, you know, somebody else out there, if you had an idea like that, you know how you want to do it, you know how you want to put it together, and you just so happen to know a person that knows how to help, I guess you could say, scale that, execute it in a sense of like, okay, they can take your idea and now invite people to that same event that you might do, or take your idea and help you to replicate it on different dates, or you get what I mean? Like, actually be able to build and grow off of that. Because Not to be cliche, because they do come up. Two heads are better than one, you know, just
Yes.
saying.
And I think when you find that talented person that can do those things and are willing to work with you, keep them. Find a way to keep them around.
No
Because
matter what it takes.
I feel like finding to be in a super creative industry, I still feel like for whatever reason, it can be difficult to find like those people who are your people. Yeah, that's a lot of talented people out there, and they're all doing their thing. And I respect anybody who is going after their dreams and doing what they've been called to do. However, everybody is not your teammate. Everybody is not somebody that can help you and to get to that next level. So yeah, when you do find those people, cherish those people and treat people, like they're valuable, because they really are. Finding people that you can connect with in this industry is, and even outside of this industry, it is so vital and key. And it can also be a life hack. And like you were saying, you have to pick those people. I think you have to hand pick those people. You kind of have to, and you have to know yourself very well. Like, how do you work with people? What is your temperament like? What is the type of environment that you want to create around yourself? And that is going to determine what kind of people that you allow in your space in your camp. So I think, and that's one of the reasons why for me, I'm very selective about who I work with and I invite into my world, because I do want people around that are, have longevity. And I do want to have meaningful relationships with people, even if it is just a business relationship. I want those relationships to be, as long lasting as they can be, because I feel like the more, I feel like when you create a bond, it's easier for you to go and do another project with the same team, or like a certain group of people, once you kind of gelled and you have a formula. And but it takes time to build that team. It really, really takes time. And I've been learning, like, you just have to be very patient about that. And those people will show up, and you have to be able to recognize those people when they appear.
Absolutely. And oh my gosh, that is what you said right there, recognizing those people, because that's another thing I'll say too. And that goes again back to the episode of the manager. And I know for those listening, like, it might start to seem like, again, it's a lot. And I'm not gonna lie, it is a lot. However, it doesn't mean that it's not doable, it's not manageable. It's just very important to, like, really apply these different techniques where needed, and especially when it comes to the people that's needed. Because I mean, you do need a media team, you do need a tech team, you got to take time to build that. You do need that key person, that business manager, or that A&R, that publicist, or whomever. And it doesn't necessarily have to be someone from a major. It could be somebody independent, or that you've seen their work and you've seen how they move and you trust their ethic. You know what I mean? So that stuff comes into play, because the whole idea is to position people, position yourself, and place yourself in a day-to-day routine that contributes to your overall artistry, your bread and butter, as they would say. Anything that you do in connection to that, whether it's endorsing things, doing commercials, licensing, features, collaboration. I mean, it's so many different things. So that's what I would say to that, because it does take time. It does take time. And that's why we mentioned some of the things that we mentioned before, you know, of how to work that in between. But realistically, if nothing else, no matter what type of life hack you use, or what, no matter what type of life hack works for you, it still comes down to your level of dedication, your level of passion, your level of focus, and how much you're willing to do to get to where you want to be. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just a simple fact of like, you always hear people say, oh, they got it out the mud. When people say that, like, there's a reason people say that. Like, that means they created that out of nothing. Like, just out of nothing. Okay. They got it out of the mud. Okay. They got it out of the mud. And you got to respect it because it really does separate you from those that may not have gotten as far. And it's not a matter of like competing or comparing in that sense. It's a matter of like understanding why people say only so many people make it. Only so many people get to a certain level. And it's not because other people are not capable. It's just a matter of really having that dedication, that passion, that focus, and that resilience. That's the main word I want to say, the resilience behind it all. Absolutely. That's what I'd say. But I don't know, anything else you would want to share with them, Mrs. Charlotte?
I mean, I was just gonna say, look at your bills, see, look at your the competitors for said bills. Let's say you're with a certain carrier for your phone. Some other carrier might be having a better deal right now. You might want to switch carriers. Who's your gas company? Is it another one that you could go to? And sometimes it's sign up incentives for banks, different bank accounts. Like if you know you already get if you know you already get deposit a certain amount, and they have like incentives like, oh, deposit this amount within this amount of time and we'll give you $300 or whatever. Like I know that I've done something like that. Or like, oh yeah, I did need a new account and they got money for me opening this account. Like I'm gonna go over here and open this account and that's free money. And oh, this is the other thing that I was thinking about. Class action lawsuits. There are so many. And you know how many class action lawsuits I've been a part of? I'm like, oh my God, I bought that. Like, yeah, that was crazy. I was a victim. Seriously, like it's that's a life hack. And if you can just go and Google like class action lawsuits, and if it's a product that you bought in the past, and you're like, yeah, what, in 2000, between 2013 and 2020, I did buy that. Like, hey, you might be able to claim a check or something from that class action lawsuit. So don't sleep on the class action lawsuit and finding lost money. It's been so many times that people owed me money and I knew that they owed me money and I found it like online. I was like, man, I was owed this money. And you just have to send in this application to verify who you are. If you have missing money, that is another
Need
life
that,
hack.
yeah.
And
Let me
if
find some lost
I've been able to recoup that about three times. And I was like, yeah, I knew they owed me money. And my check was just waiting there for me. And I was like, I don't know how they didn't know where I was, because they should have known where to send my money. But
They was
whatever,
hoping
I
you
got
never
it
put
back in the
anything.
end. And yeah, that's all I have to say about life hacks and how to get some money when you need some little extra cash and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I like everything that you said, as always. You always have so many insightful things to say. And this was a really good topic. I think it was interesting. I'm glad that we took the time out to talk about some life hacks. I actually had to reminisce about some things. Like, what have I done?
Me too, yo.
What have I done to figure it, to get from point A to point B to figure this stuff out? And a lot of the things still apply. And I really agree with you when you're saying like having the resilience. It's all about, I feel like success is inevitable. It's just you have to be patient, you have to be consistent. Consistency is so important. And you have to realize that, we do have time. We do have time to get to the places that we haven't got to yet. And we feel like sometimes, oh, we should already be there. Why is this happening? Why didn't I get this opportunity? Or why this X, Y, and Z? But consistency is so important. And anybody who is successful has had failures, but they did not give up. They were resilient and they kept trying. And that's a life hack in itself, to keep trying no matter what.
I absolutely agree because, man, if nothing else, just as a final thought with that, like, that's what led me to a lot of the hacks that I shared. Like, making sure that no matter what happens, no matter how long it takes me, I do my absolute best to remain consistent in my pursuits, no matter what I had to do to keep it going. And that is really important because that again is why I say, like, that's what separates a lot of people from reaching, whatever you consider to be that next level of success. It's like you said, just staying consistent, if nothing else. Like, people really love to see that, to know, like, okay, that's a sign that you are serious about your craft. And everybody's timeline is different, but you can tell when a person is consistently driven and focused and pursuing this versus not, or versus it being just fun for a time. You get what I mean? So that's a huge, huge part of it. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and, button this up, guys. It's about that time. Feel free to leave comments or, share your thoughts about the topics or any of the past episodes. If you haven't heard them yet, feel free to take a listen. They're considered to be timeless. And, I guess until times change, who knows? We just gonna go with it. But anyway, this is Industry Podcast. Okay, be sure to follow us here on Stereo and, of course, on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. That's ND, wink wink, Istry Podcast. And as always, we do have the link in the description for you guys to connect with us there. And you already know it's your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique. That's TIARRA Monique. Search me, I'm there, probably everywhere. And of course, can't forget about my wonderful, beautiful, lovely co-host here.
Thank you. It's me, Ashara Demore. You can follow me everywhere, Ashara Unlimited, Ashara Demore. I'll be there.
Love that. She said, I'm here and I'm gonna be there. Okay, yes. Okay, then. Well, yeah, y'all, we're gonna go ahead and skedaddle, and we'll catch y'all next Thursday, same time, same place, 9 p.m. Central Standard, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, bye-bye.